This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. You can Skype in to join us at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, you can join us on the Discord on-air call-in line room over on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Coming up, we can talk about the story I mentioned while we were at ForkFest, the Uruguay story about their legalization of cannabis as the first nation to do such a thing. We had discussed Canada in some detail since they
a couple nights ago.
Right, since they're on the cusp of that. So I've got that story. But, Daryl, you've got some breaking news out of the Supreme Court. And it sounds like a big deal.
Yeah, it is. And this story actually comes from the ACLU, where last night we talked about a bad ruling out of the Supreme Court.
What was that? I wasn't here for last night's show.
Supreme Court ruled that states can force businesses to collect sales tax even if they have no physical presence.
Oh, no. No, meaning that Amazon would be forced by states in which they don't have any kind of nexus to collect sales tax?
Right, nexus
states?
Is some kind of legal term that I first heard from Chris Wade, who's normally here on Fridays.
He's up at ForkFest still.
Right. The case originated out of South Dakota, where we talked about the case somewhat when the oral arguments happened, where the state of South Dakota wound up passing a thing claiming we're losing a bunch of revenue because of online retailers. So anybody that has 200 deliveries into South Dakota or a certain dollar amount is then required to collect sales tax.
Yeah.
And this says, yeah, any state can wind up doing that, which opens the door to forcing online businesses, not just Amazon, but, you know, much smaller online businesses, to possibly comply with somewhere upwards of about 40,000 different tax laws.
Right, because they would have to comply with all the municipality tax laws as well, or county tax.
And it's not just that. And we talked about some of this last night, to where in some states, clothes are taxed. In other places, they're not. In some places, all food is taxed. In other places, it's only things that
prepared
are named
food.
Prepared food or candy.
In some places, you get a tax holiday once a year for like a week or a weekend.
But that only applies to certain things. It's not everything.
Right.
So, it's going to be a big, giant cluster. But finally, some good news.
Okay.
And there are still a few.
By the way, before you go on with the good news, I did get an email from eBay today asking for people to contact their congresspeople about this Supreme Court ruling, the bad one that you're talking about with the sales tax, asking for Congress to do something about it, like pass some sort of law to override that decision. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah, there are still a few, you know, somewhat major cases, if you will, that the Supreme Court has not yet ruled on. Mm-hmm. That has to happen by the end of June. So expect some rulings on partisan gerrymandering, whether that will be continue to be allowed or if the Supreme Court will say that that's not allowed. But the case here, again, ACLU says that this is a groundbreaking privacy victory.
Hmm.
The Supreme Court on Friday handed down what is arguably the most consequential privacy decision of the digital age, ruling that police do need a warrant before they can seize someone's sensitive location information stored by cell phone companies.
Really?
The case specifically concerns the privacy of cell phone location data, but the ruling has broad implications for government access to all manner of information collected about people and stored by the purveyors of popular technology. In its decision, the court rejected the government's expansive argument that people lose their privacy merely by using technology. And this is a case that I know the Rolse Ulbricht defense team had been looking at very closely.
Hmm.
because of the broad implications here and some of the techniques, shall we say, that may or may not have been used by the FBI in finding the server for the Silk Road. So, yeah, maybe this will wind up encouraging the Supreme Court to go ahead and take the Ulbricht case. They've not yet rejected the case.
Okay, but the court can only, and I'm not an attorney, but my understanding is Supreme Courts and appeals courts can only rule on errors of law made during the initial trial. So I don't know if they would be able to take under advisement the new ruling that they made and apply
Certainly.
That retroactively to
Certainly
a case already
can.
Decided.
Certainly they can.
Okay. All right.
You made a mistake. You didn't realize at the time it was a mistake.
Mm.
But we've since determined it was a mistake. You couldn't do that, so therefore rejected.
All right.
Continuing on here, and again, that's just one possibility, and that's some wishful thinking thrown in there. But I do remember this case being mentioned in one of the emails not too long ago from the Ulbricht team. No, it's one of the public emails. I'm not on some kind of private list or anything. Article again from the ACLU continuing, Carpenter v. United States, which was argued by the ACLU, involves Timothy Carpenter, who was convicted in 2013 of a string of burglaries in Detroit. To tie Carpenter to the burglaries, FBI agents obtained, without a warrant, months' worth of his location information from his cell phone provider. They got almost 13,000 data points tracking his whereabouts during that period, revealing where he slept, when he attended church, and much more. Indeed, as Chief Justice John Roberts wrote in Friday's decision, quote, when the government tracks the location of a cell phone, it achieves near-perfect surveillance, as if it had attached an ankle monitor to the phone's user.
Yeah.
The ACLU argued the agents had violated Carpenter's Fourth Amendment rights when they obtained such detailed records without a warrant based on probable cause. In a decision written by, again, Chief Justice John Roberts, the Supreme Court agreed, recognizing that the Fourth Amendment must apply to records of such unprecedented breadth and sensitivity. Quote, mapping a cell phone's location over the course of 127 days provides an all-encompassing record of the holder's whereabouts. As with GPS information, the timestamp data provides an intimate window into a person's life, revealing not only his particular movements, but through this, his familial, political, professional, religious, and sexual associations. The government's arguments that it needed no warrant for these records extends far beyond cell phone location information to any data generated by modern technology and held by private companies rather than in your own home or pocket.
So it's not clear to me here, and again, I'm completely new to this case. In a lot of cases, the police will just send a letter to a company, and the company will obediently provide. Is the Supreme Court saying they have to have a warrant just to
Yes.
simply request something? From a company? Like, if the company wants to provide information on one of its clients, shouldn't that be its purview to be able to do that? It's their information. They're the ones who collected it, unless they've, unless part of the terms of service.
It's your information that they are holding.
Sure, but you agreed to their cell phone service, which includes data tracking of where you're located. They have to know where you're located.
They acknowledge, the cell phone companies acknowledge, it is your data.
Hmm. Okay.
The government was arguing, no, it's not Mr. Carpenter's data. It's not Ian Freeman's data. The cell phone companies own this data, and we're just requesting and they're giving. The Supreme Court says you need a warrant to get data like this.
I'm really surprised by that.
To continue on, to make their case, government lawyers relied on an outdated 1970s-era legal doctrine that says that once someone shares information with a third party, as in the Carpenter case, or in this specific case, a cell phone company,
right.
that data is no longer protected by the Fourth Amendment. The Supreme Court made abundantly clear that this doctrine has its limits and cannot survive as a carte blanche for the government seizure of any data of its choosing without judicial oversight.
Okay, so go to a judge, get a rubber stamp warrant, and then you're good to go.
Well, you still need to show some kind of probable cause before you get it. But, yeah, they're at least putting some kind of
a hurdle.
Yeah. Here.
Interesting.
It's not a very high hurdle.
It's a surprise, too, I got to say. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to continue here. I imagine there's more analysis from the ACLU on this, who took the case and apparently knocked it out of the park. Kudos to them. There's more coming up. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us on the radio to talk about what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA. The Innocence Project litigated for almost 6 years to get the court's permission for DNA testing. Tony had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. Tony's case, sadly, is not unique. Empowered with the unequivocal proof of innocence provided by DNA technology, the Innocence Project has litigated hundreds of wrongful conviction cases leading to the exoneration and freedom for more than 180 people through DNA testing. Overall, there have been 356 DNA exonerees in the United States who were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years in total. You can help support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry in the New York City Marathon by going to run.freetalklive.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about a recent Supreme Court ruling that sounded like it came out either today or yesterday.
Today.
Pretty fresh. The ACLU commenting on it. It was a case they had taken on.
Yes.
In regards to digital privacy. Privacy in the internet age and how much information can be handed over about you
without a warrant.
A warrant. And according to my understanding so far of this story, which is from where? Is it their blog?
The ACLU. Okay.
My understanding so far, it sounds like basically they're going to need to get a warrant to get any kind of information that a company has gathered upon you.
Yes. That's my understanding of this as well.
Which is a huge shift
yes.
in what has been acceptable thus far because, I mean, even I was making the argument that, hey,
it's not your data.
It's not
anymore.
Your data. You gave it over to this company.
It's still your data.
Even if it in the terms of service, it says, you know, like in Facebook, right? Like when you sign up with Facebook, it says in their terms of service that they can do whatever they want to do with the stuff you give them. If they want to take your pictures and they want to use that as part of a Facebook marketing plan to show how great Facebook is or whatever, they can use your what was your content in whatever way they want to because they claim some level of control over it.
That's a very broad interpretation of what it said. It does mention about sharing information with third parties.
Mm.
That doesn't mean we can do whatever we want. It's within the scopes of, you know, fill in the blank and existing law, this, that, the other thing. And the Supreme Court is saying that you, while, yes, you have, you know, handed over some of your data, it is still under the eyes of the law, it is still your data. The government still needs a warrant to obtain your data.
It's almost mind-bogglingly unbelievable that they would rule in this way. I'm really surprised.
I know, especially, and again, the government in the case here was arguing, well, there's this law that was passed, or a legal doctrine established in the 1970s that says that whenever somebody hands over data to a third party, it's no longer their data. But, well, nope. The court here says, got to change. The decision in part continues. There's a world of difference between the limited type of personal information addressed by the 1970s doctrine and the exhaustive chronicle of location information casually collected by wireless carriers today. Back then, few could have imagined a society in which a phone goes wherever the owner goes,
right.
conveying to a wireless carrier not just the dialed digits, but a detailed and comprehensive record of the person's movements.
Mm-hmm.
If the government had their way, and this no longer from the ruling, from the ACLU blog, if the government had its way, virtually none of your sensitive information held by tech companies would enjoy the privacy rights guaranteed by the Constitution. Consider the consequences of that argument. Google and Facebook store some of your photographs and messages. Many of us own smart devices like an Amazon Echo, which knows your musical tastes, shopping history, and even the contents of intimate conversations.
Right.
And your health and fitness apps know about your physical activity and your sleep patterns. These examples barely scratch the surface when it comes to the information amassed by the websites, apps, and other internet-connected devices that we rely on for convenience. The government wants easy access to all of that.
Of course they do.
While the decision extends in the immediate term only to historical cell phone location data, the Supreme Court's reasoning opens the door to the protection of the many other kinds of data generated by popular technology. Today's decision provides a groundbreaking update to privacy rights that the digital age has rendered vulnerable to abuse by the government's appetite for surveillance. It recognizes that cell phones and the services they provide are such a pervasive and insistent part of the daily life that carrying one is indispensable to participation in modern society. And it helps ensure that we don't have to, and part of that was a quote from the ruling. And it helps to ensure that we don't have to give up those rights if we want to participate in modern life.
Wow. And what was the ruling vote? Do you happen to have that handy? How did they vote on that?
Just curious. I do not, but I can pull that up fairly quickly. And I'm curious what SCOTUS blog has to say about this.
While you do that, I did find, since you mentioned Ross Ulbricht, I did find an update on that case.
Yeah.
This was from about a month ago on the news.bitcoin.com blog by Jamie Redman. Ross Ulbricht continues to fight for freedom with the Supreme Court petition. Just recently, news.bitcoin.com reported on Ross Ulbricht, who, listeners, if you're not aware, he's the man who created the Silk Road, the world's first underground marketplace on the dark web, and is now paying the price for that by facing a sentence of 2 years, being sentenced to, two lifetimes plus 40 years in federal prison, which is where he sits now. So since February, Ulbricht's new legal team and his family continue to fight for his freedom with a filed petition of certiorari with the United States Supreme Court. Ross William Ulbricht is a 33-year-old American who was convicted of drug trafficking, money laundering, and computer hacking crimes tied to the Silk Road website in 2011. Ulbricht was accused of being the creator of the Silk Road under the pseudonym Dread Pirate Roberts and was arrested in 2013. In 2015, he was convicted of the aforementioned charges and sentenced to life in prison. The family has been fighting for their son's freedom for years due to the fact there were many investigation discrepancies and government agents who were caught red-handed manipulating the case. However, last year, the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the decision to keep Ulbricht in jail for life. Then this year, Ulbricht's new legal team, Williams and Connolly, tried to extend a fixed 3-year period with a motion called Rule 33. Although the extension was not granted and Judge Forrest denied the motion to extend the time for the Rule 33, the latest petition of certiorari with the U.S. Supreme Court argues two very important questions tethered to Ulbricht's case. One, whether the warrantless seizure of an individual's internet traffic information without probable cause violates the Fourth Amendment, which it sounds to me like this court would agree that the warrantless seizure of an individual's internet traffic information without probable cause would violate the Fourth Amendment,
yes,
based on the case you were just telling us about.
Yes.
Here's the other question, whether the Sixth Amendment is violated when a judge uses uncharged allegations never brought into trial before a jury to support an excessive sentence. What they're referring to there is the judge using the allegations that Ross Ulbricht was involved in a murder-for-hire plot, or at least one murder-for-hire plot, but yet he was never actually charged with anything like that. She used that in her sentencing decision.
Right, the judge that allegedly rapes penguins.
I haven't heard that allegation, but it wouldn't surprise me.
I heard it on the radio one time.
And then they go on to point out that this case, which was Carpenter, right, the one you were just talking about, could have an effect on the Ross Ulbricht case. Alongside that news, Ulbricht has been relocated from New York to a maximum security penitentiary called USP Florence. The family says this prison is meant for some of the country's most violent offenders, and they don't understand why Ross is being kept there for his life sentence. His mother, Lynn, who spoke this week at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or is speaking, not sure what day,
I saw some photos earlier today.
Okay. Said, quote, despite the horrors of his environment, Ross remains optimistic and strong, characteristically making the best of it. As we hear more about his case, we will definitely keep you in the loop as it develops. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here and comment on privacy in the digital age. Apparently, the Supreme Court shoring it up a little bit, maybe a lot, with this decision. More on the way here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. the government is putting migrant families back together. A senior administration official estimates around 500 of the more than 2,300 separated children have been reunited so far. It's still unclear what will happen with the remaining children, but the same official says efforts are underway to set up a centralized reunification process. Drama happening on the floor of the House of Representatives. Congressman Ted Lieu played the viral video of migrant children crying in a detention center.
17 in the House.
He was ruled out of order. House Republicans have decided to vote next week on the immigration bill, even though the president has tweeted to drop the effort until after the November elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio. You can bring up what you want. We're talking about privacy in the digital age, which according to a recent Supreme Court, as in today, Supreme Court ruling, has actually been shored up a little bit. They've ruled in favor of privacy, meaning that my understanding from the ACLU's blog that you've been sharing with us here, Daryl, is that this ruling means that the government, whichever government we're talking about, federal or local or state,
right,
has to get a warrant before they can acquire information collected about you. In this case, it was about cell phone location information.
Correct.
From a cell phone company. But the ruling made could be applied to a variety of data that you are giving over to companies of all kinds of internet sorts,
right,
digital sorts. And so the suggestion being that whatever the issue is, whatever they're looking for information on, they'll no longer be able to just send a request to that company. They'll no longer be able to just send a letter saying, we are the Department of Police in this town, and we need to have this information about this person. Can you please provide that for us? Because most of these corporations are very obedient, and they will do whatever it is that they are told by the police, even if there isn't a warrant available.
Right.
And this is saying the police can't even ask now, as I understand it.
Oh, they can ask, but the evidence obtained will not be admissible
out
in court,
okay,
if they don't have a warrant.
Got it.
So they can ask all day long.
Mm-hmm.
They can collect it all day long, and they'll keep losing in court day long.
I hope so. Good. That's great news. Even though in this case they, you know, were going after somebody who allegedly was actually stealing from people, right? Like this person was robbing homes in Detroit.
It didn't say if he was robbing homes. It did mention robberies, so it could be robberies of stores.
Oh, sure. He could have put a gun in somebody's back and taken them on the street.
Right. You know, not a nice guy.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the reason that, you know, we have these protections is because, you know, there are a lot of times that innocent people wind up being, you know, arrested and charged with crimes and all kinds of phony evidence gets created.
Sure. We've seen so many people. You're representing the Innocence Project in the upcoming New York Marathon in
November.
I think, of this year. And they've actually exonerated a couple hundred people at least on
well over
different...
200 that they have worked on. And then there are a lot of other cases where they've not had the resources to work.
You know, the old saying is I'd rather see 100 guilty people go free than one innocent person be put in prison. And that's sort of where some of the concepts for the U.S. judicial system came from,
right,
which many of those have been, you know, buried or left behind at this point, sadly. But that's
correct.
That's the general gist of, you know, why things are that way. Because somebody could look at this case and say, well, you're supporting this criminal. This criminal's, you know, he's getting away with it. And because of the privacy decision in this case. And no, I mean, nobody wants to see a real criminal get away with something, but the protections that all of us should have from a government gone wild are very, very important. And those protections mean that they should be kept in place for the good of all of the accused,
right,
even if that does mean that a few criminals end up going free because of that.
Right.
Do a better job, police, is basically the argument here. Instead of cutting corners, instead of going the easy route, do some real detective work, get a warrant for the, you know, because they may have had enough evidence to get a warrant. They,
right,
you know, they just didn't.
Right. And I always like going to SCOTUS blog on cases like this,
mm-hmm,
because they do a very good job of analyzing what the decision was and then breaking it down into terms that people can understand. And this is a fairly lengthy piece from SCOTUS blog. I will post the link on the Facebook and the Twitters, and I'll share it with you. You can put it, I know there's some kind of like chat or forum or somewhere that you like to
post. Yeah, it's called
the
Free Talk Live forum.
Yeah. So starting in about the middle here, they say that Chief Justice John Roberts characterized the case as involving two potentially conflicting lines of Supreme Court precedent.
It was a 5-4 ruling, by the way. I don't know if you mentioned that on the air.
I think I did. Okay. I don't recall.
It may have been during a break.
5-4 ruling, right. And let me actually go ahead and name off the sides here. The majority was, again, Chief Justice John Roberts, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan. And then we'll get to the dissenting, where there were actually several dissents from the four people.
Mm.
So there was one dissent signed off by three of the justices, another dissent signed off by two of them, and then I think one or two wrote their own dissenting opinion. So there were several dissenting opinions here. But, again, Robert said that there were two potentially conflicting lines of Supreme Court precedent. The first involves whether someone like Carpenter can expect to have his whereabouts kept private. Roberts acknowledged that in some of its decisions predating the digital era, the court had ruled that a driver should not expect his movements on public road to be private. But Roberts stressed, times have changed. People would not expect police to track their every move over long periods of time, but that is exactly what happens in cell site location records. Indeed, Roberts suggested because people carry their phones virtually everywhere, cell site location records provide the government with near-perfect surveillance, as if you had an ankle monitor attached to your leg, because where else would you have an ankle monitor?
Mm-hmm.
The second line of precedent, Roberts continued, is the third-party doctrine. But this is not exactly, Roberts emphasized, a garden variety request for information from a third party because of the seismic shift in digital technologies that made possible the tracking of not only Carpenter's location, but also everyone else's, not just for a short period of time, but for years.
Yeah.
When the Supreme Court decided the case, established a or rather decides a case establishing the doctrine. It was dealing with the relatively limited types of personal information. No one could have envisioned cell phones would be so ubiquitous and provide so much information from their users for so long.
I remember.
And then part of this is the quote that was already mentioned.
Yeah, I remember that Google revealed that you could access your Google info that they get from, if you get like an Android phone or whatever. The GPS tracking information, and I pulled it up just to, you know, take a look at it, and sure enough, it showed me all the paths that I'd taken the dog on a walk over, you know, the recent days near the house.
And yeah.
Yeah, it's disturbing. There's a lot of data out there on you. As long as you're in the internet world, you know, there's just a load of it.
Right. Because of the unique nature of cell site location information, Roberts concluded the third-party doctrine does not apply, and the acquisition of cell site location records was a search within the meaning of the Fourth Amendment, for which the government would generally have to obtain a warrant. Roberts emphasized that the ruling is a narrow one that applies only to historical cell site location records. He took pains to point out that the ruling did not express a view on other privacy issues, such as obtaining cell site location records in real time or getting information about all of the phones that connected to a particular tower at a particular time.
How interesting that he carved out those exceptions. Maybe this isn't as wide-cutting as it was made seem.
I'm not sure, because still, as you know, the ACLU was pointing out,
they're saying the justifications could be applied in other
correct
cases.
And then as this would apply to the Ulbricht case, which you know, the Ulbricht team did mention this case, or at least the article mentioned this case in relation to Ulbricht, that was about historical information. It was not about gathering real time information. It wasn't about gathering information about everybody that has ever connected to a particular tower.
But Ulbricht wasn't about cell phone information, was it?
It was not, but it was still about information that was gathered through something that could not have been envisioned in the 1970s, where some of these exemptions were carved out.
In that case, in the Ulbricht case, what we don't know still is how they found the location of his server. That information did not come out in trial, and it was almost as though the defense was prohibited from even asking about it. I'm not sure what happened there.
Because the officer that wrote up the report on how he found it never took the stand.
Right.
It was introduced, but he never took the stand, so if he's not on the stand, you can't question.
Who was that, Tarball? In that case?
I don't remember.
All right. There's more coming up here on your privacy in the digital age. You're welcome to call in. Join us here. And if you care about privacy, you don't have to give us your real name. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Or call on Skype at username lrn.fm. Also, our Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you. Go to discord.lrn.fm and join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live. Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart to Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, we've been talking about privacy in the information age. The Supreme Court making a decision 5-4 this morning that, you know, certainly not a mandate, but it's going to help a little bit in the way of, they're saying police need to get a warrant before they can get information from, say, phone companies about where you've been with your smartphone, which, of course, is pretty much everywhere you've been, because everybody has their smartphones on them at pretty much every time of the day and the night. And so the Supreme Court ruled that, yeah, this is not information that can just be requested. This is private information. And they're backing that privacy decision up. There's more to share here in moments. Also, you know, when it comes to your home and protecting your home, it's actually not a bad idea to have some cameras watching the rooms you really care about, like the Blink Home Security System. You can go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours at 15% off because you're a Free Talk Live listener. And the Blink app makes it super easy wherever you are to, you can monitor the room you would like live to see what's going on, or just wait until a notice is sent letting you know that some kind of motion activity is happening there, and then you can review that when you want. In fact, one of my Blink notices came in during the Fork Fest over the weekend, and it turns out it was just my roommate coming home and going into that room. So all was well. But you can go to blinkprotect.com/FTL and get a little bit of peace of mind from the Blink Home Security System, and it's actually super affordable and really easy to install because it's wireless, so you don't have to deal with any kind of running of wires, drilling holes, holes, pulling wires through walls, all that. Just go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll get 15% off. And, Daryl, you had more to share on this case.
Yeah, and I just happened to have been looking at the court ruling as well, and there's a couple interesting things that the ruling mentions that neither the ACLU article nor SCOTUS blog mentioned specifically, and you did mention that this dealt with cell phone site location, and, well, just so happens that on page 3 of the 119-page ruling, well, that 119 pages includes all of the dissenting opinions as well, but it mentions the passive nature of the cell phone tracking, whereas with other types of things, you know, the Facebooks or the Googles, there's some kind of active participation on part of the user.
Right.
The cell phone location.
Maybe you choose
is,
to upload a video or picture on Facebook.
Right. It says that there's no affirmative act on the user's part beyond powering up the phone.
Right.
The decision is narrow. It does not, and this exact quote here, it does not express a view on matters not before the court, does not disturb the application of Smith and Miller, which are two other cases that are referenced earlier. I don't know what those are. Nor does it call into question conventional surveillance techniques and tools, such as security cameras, does not address other business records that might incidentally reveal location. So if it's something that definitely by, you know, the very act of how it collects the data, such as GPS or...
like a credit card at a Walmart cell phone, or something, using your card somewhere.
Right, that's... yeah. Yeah, so, if it's something that just incidentally reveals the location, then the court's giving that a pass, and also...
well, they're just saying they're not ruling on that, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Right, so whatever the current rules are on that, those aren't changing.
So basically,
because
if you get caught up in some kind of an investigation that doesn't have to do with cell phone location data, you're going to have to take that all the way to the Supreme Court, too.
Right, and says also does not consider other collection techniques involving foreign affairs or national security. And in this case, there actually was some kind of a court order to get the information, but it was under what's called the Stored Communications Act, which only requires the government to show reasonable grounds for believing that the records might be relevant.
Hmm.
Which
like
is
a low bar.
Lower than probable cause.
Right.
So, we think that you might have some information that might help us on something, maybe, possibly, so just give us everything.
Right.
And then, you know what? They actually did have a lot of information that really, really helps. But we didn't know beyond, you know, any kind of...
A hunch. Yeah.
That they actually had the information. Now, continuing on with SCOTUS blog, Justice Anthony Kennedy dissented from the ruling in an opinion that was joined by Alito and Clarence Thomas. Kennedy conceded that, quote, the cyber age has vast potential both to expand and restrict individual freedoms in dimensions not contemplated in earlier times, end quote. But he rejected the idea that cell site location information should be treated any differently than any other kind of business records that can be obtained under the third-party doctrine. Carpenter should not have had any expectation of privacy in his records because he does not own or control them. And that's the argument that...
It's an argument earlier.
Yeah. And it's holding to the contrary. Kennedy lamented the Supreme Court has disconnected its Fourth Amendment doctrine from its focus on property rights, creating an unprincipled and unworkable line between cell site records on the one hand and financial and telephonic records on the other. As a result, Kennedy posited, police can acquire a record of every credit card purchase and phone call a person makes over months or years without upsetting a legitimate expectation of privacy, but they need a warrant to get a week's worth of cell site records in order to determine whether a person was within several hundred city blocks of a crime scene?
Mm-hmm.
Alito filed a lengthy
defense. It's a consistent argument.
Right. So
if you're going to require a warrant for one thing, they should require a warrant for all of the things.
I agree.
Yeah.
Alito filed a lengthy dissent joined by Thomas in which he strengthened. So what, just to go back to Kennedy's dissent, what he could have done was filed what's called a concurring opinion saying, hey, I agree with you, but I think you need to go even further.
It's too narrow.
But, see, he doesn't want any... I'll just give them all the information.
Yeah, yeah.
Screw anybody's rights. Fourth Amendment. Persons, papers, houses, and effects. Mm-hmm. Screw it all. Alito filed a lengthy dissent joined by Thomas in which he stressed that, as originally understood, the Fourth Amendment would not have applied at all to the methods of law enforcement officials used to obtain documents. Alito predicted that today's ruling will lead to one of two outcomes, both of which he regards as undesirable. Either the decision will apply broadly to all kinds of documents containing personal information.
Okay, good.
Or the court will have to admit that the ruling is subject to all sorts of qualifications and limitations that have not yet been discovered, creating a crazy quilt of the Fourth Amendment.
Crazy quilt.
Alito suggested that the court should have instead deferred to Congress's judgment in legislation known as the Stored Communications Act that police do not need a warrant in cases like Carpenter's, and he warned ominously that some of the greatest threats to individual privacy may come not from the government, but instead from powerful private companies that collect and sometimes misuse vast quantities of data about the lives of ordinary Americans.
Well, let me say this. I don't consider it a threat at all that companies have information. The worst they can do with that information, besides turn it over to the government, is to market things to you, send you emails you don't want. I mean, there's all kinds of things they can do, but none of those include putting you in a cage.
Right.
And only the government has the ability to do that. So if you don't like a company, you know, add their domain name to the block list. I don't know about you, Daryl, but I get all kinds of crap all the time in my email that I didn't sign up for. And,
yeah,
you know, it's annoying, but luckily the marketplace has come up with anti-spam measures. Right, that help. Most of it gets filtered. You know, if you look at your spam folder, if you get Gmail, for instance, which is a company that collects a vast amount of data on you and uses it to market to where other companies can advertise through their system to you, they do a pretty good job of filtering out spam so where you don't even see it. And sometimes they mess up and they'll get something that's legitimate and they'll put it into the spam category. But I would say 99% of the time, maybe even 99.9% of the time, it's pretty good.
Alito's dissent continued. If today's decision encourages the public to think that this court can protect them from this looming threat to their privacy, the decision will mislead as well as disrupt.
Well, I hope that people don't think that as a result of this particular case. This isn't a case that's going to increase your privacy from the corporations that you're doing business with. I mean, if you've chosen to enter into terms of service, which, of course, most people don't read, then and you can't blame them for not reading it.
Right. They're very lengthy and written in words that people don't understand.
Who's got time for that crap? But basically, you know, you can kind of figure that if you're going to sign up for some company's website or service or whatever it is, you can kind of just count on the fact that they're going to be collecting data on you. And, of course, all of them are going to promise to be very good little boys and girls with that data. But we all know that there's a chance they're going to have poor security on that data. It could get hacked. We know that they could end up selling it or giving it away or whatever. So, you know, if there's information you want to keep secret, if there's information you want to keep private, then the rule number one is you don't give it out in the first place to those companies. There's more coming up here, but again, they can't put you in a cage. At least the companies can. 855 450 free like freedom. Hour 2 next on Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.